Please stand for a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. This meeting is now called to order. Borough of Seabright in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act has provided date, adequate notice, and time, date, location, and this meeting to the Asbury Park Press. Filed notice with the borough clerk, posted notice on the borough offices. It's open to the public. Welcome.
Attendance roll call. Ms. Bills? Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
Mr. Giulio?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeSalle?
Here.
Mayor Kelly? Mr. Lawrence?
Here.
Councilman Lexstein?
Here.
Mr. Salina?
Here.
Mr. Schwartz is absent, and Ms. Lockwood is absent.
Absent, is that?
Yes, she let me know she couldn't be here.
Move a little minutes.
No, I don't.
I know what you're looking for, Ken.
I was. On to the minutes from March 12th.
I'll move it up.
Second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Salina?
Yes. Okay, on to application 2024. This is carried from the last meeting. Mr. Rooney's, Anthony Condoris for Charlie Rooney. For the record, I did watch the last meeting, so I am able to vote on this.
I was just going to say, make sure you sign the certification while you're here tonight.
Did this yesterday.
So you brought the big guns this time?
We brought them inside.
Mr. Condoris, you weren't here the last time, so I'll swear you in.
Sure.
You swear the testimony you are to give here tonight shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
And please state your name and spell your last for the record.
Anthony Condoris, C-O-N-D-O-U-R-I-S.
Anthony has been before this board many times before. Without any objection from board members, we will accept his testimony.
Thank you.
Charlie Rooney, 196 Ocean Avenue. Bringing in Anthony Condoris tonight to get the specs straight on the structure. It's going to be on the seawall next door to my house. There's an easement that the neighbor has when he bought the property. The easement goes through my property across the street to the seawall. And my neighbor is Elliot Stern. And I approve.
Thank you. I believe you were sworn in the last meeting.
He was.
I was. Okay. You can do it again, though.
You remain on the road.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think what we were was, we just need the dimensions.
The dimensions.
Yeah, so yeah,
that's what
I'm sorry if I'm interrupting. Yeah, I just have to apologize right away. There was a printing glitch that we didn't even notice, and the wrong frame got put on the drawing, so I wish I was here, but I wasn't, so I apologize. So the proposed seawall deck is 12 feet wide, and we have plus or minus because, you know, you never can really measure how the seawall top is going to be, but around 12 feet wide, but a maximum length of 20 feet. Now there's no separate lot here right now, as you know, but if you were to take this lot line and carry it into the seawall, it more than meets the setbacks that are required for this seawall.
Antonio, I know it came up in the last meeting, you've designed some of the other.
I have.
And how does this compare with other ones that you've designed?
Actually, it's identical to some of them. It's maybe a little bigger. I think we've done some that are 18 feet rather than 20, but they're all about that size.
There's a walkthrough on all of them.
There's a walkthrough, yes.
So the drawings that are with the packet imply that this is 16 feet wide.
we have the wrong drawings.
That's the fourth.
Well, it's 16 if you include the walkthrough. Are you looking at the...
The entirety of that has to fit on the top of the seawall, which is only 12 feet high.
In depth or width?
In width.
Well, from east to west.
East to west.
The top of the seawall is...
It's a walkthrough.
He has the wrong plan.
Oh, is that 12 foot? This is 12.
It's 12 plus 4 for the... Let me just check that.
There's this... The seawall, and the seawall is 11.7 feet by design. So it varies a little, but it's 12 feet. Call it 12.
Okay.
But that has to, within that, has to include the pass-through.
So are you saying your pass-through is going to be 4 feet wide, no matter what, correct?
No matter what. So if the seawall, so okay, right, again, we adjust them to the size of the, so if that's the case, then the overall width would never be more than 12 feet, including the wall.
Now, Tony, I think we figured out what it is. Is that drawing on the top right? That shows 12 feet plus the walkway, all the way up top right.
Yeah, up here, yeah.
And then the walkway is shown on the rocks that are on an angle down.
This one here, you mean?
No. If you look at your drawing over the top, so you have the flat part and then you have the rocks. The pass-through is over the rocks, which you can't.
Which would not be the right. So then that pass-through is going to have to get, it's going to have to get moved to the inside of the.
It has to be within the 12 feet.
Yeah, it will be within the 12 feet. That's correct.
And I think that that's what we basically said the last time was we need a drawing that conforms to the spec, which is roughly speaking 12 by 20.
Right.
And so we
include, but it will include the pass-through then. It will.
So since I'm going to be the one writing up the resolution, is the deck then going to effectively be 8 by 20 with the 4-foot walkthrough?
If you exclude the walkthrough, the usable part of it, if you will, would be 8.
But the deck is 12 foot wide because the walkthrough is part of the deck. I wouldn't even exclude it, just say the walkthrough is part of it.
The walkthrough, it will be 4 feet wide, and the deck will be whatever the remaining width of the seawall is, because it varies.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Effectively, it's 8 feet.
Right, exactly.
Give or take.
The usable area would be 6 inches.
Yeah,
right.
Because there's a... It doesn't, just to today's point, if I'm reading your plans right, there's railing that would close off the deck.
Yes. So
other than the walkthrough.
Correct.
So
the railing gets interrupted.
Right.
Okay. You can pass through.
And you can't put any seating or anything else in that turn through to the passive.
Right. That's correct.
The only issue I have also, if you look at your site plan down to the left corner.
Yes.
It shows the staircase tied up to the bottom of the wall.
I went there.
Yes.
But in your other diagram, the larger one shows it far away from the wall.
Like about 2 feet.
Yeah, even the other diagram down there. See, the one with the color. The right.
Oh, this?
No, the lower.
Oh, that one. Right. So I was just saying something about this before, that we can't really measure the seawall. It's rough, a slope, so... When it's built, we'll keep it as tight as possible.
That's what I'd like to have part of the condition, is that it will not extend any further than 4 feet away from the outer edge, no more than 4 feet away from the bottom of the wall. So that gives you a 3-foot staircase and a little bit
and of... And a 1 foot of play. That's fine. Sure. I'll put that in place.
Yeah. So, Chair, I got a couple things. To follow up on Dave's, there is a requirement in our ordinance that says you have to have 5 feet of walkable area on the splash pad. So that, you're correct, Dave, he's going to have to make this area a little shorter, more narrow, to keep that 5 feet. And you might even have to put some of the 4x4s or 6x6s down onto the seawall instead of onto the pad, just to squash it in close.
We'll make sure we have 5 feet clear.
The other thing is that the ordinance doesn't allow seats or chairs that can be blown around. So a lot of people do put some built-in seats on these things. And you don't put them, of course, in the walkthrough, but you could put them on the sides between the east and the west. So that's probably a good idea. And if you decide to do that, you should tell the board now.
Like the built-in seats?
The built-in seats, because most people do it.
Yeah, no.
And then the last thing is, most people also put the pass-through in the center, because you don't want to have people going to the edge of the seawall and possibly falling off. Go to the center, have good space on both sides, and then you have
walk a pass-through
that's safer. Okay.
Good with that.
And the last thing is... No, that's it. That's all I have.
Yes, because they are saying what I believe is that they put the bench, and so you have the bench looking over the ocean, the bench more south on the west side.
Facing east. Yeah.
Facing east, and then your walk through is in the middle.
Yeah.
That way you can create, the bench.
Sure.
Let's open this to the public now. I think we've heard about this.
I just have to ask a question, though. I mean, do we even know what we're approving at this point? It sounds like you're designing the whole plan. Are we okay?
Well, provided that's that. Call all those things. I mean, I think.
Yeah, I
can do the resolution compliance on this thing. Okay. You guys pass it. The things are all in the
sea. I mean, it's a friggin' beach. I mean, there's seawall
steps. They're everywhere.
But I understand the point.
They are everywhere.
So I know
and we came up with that ordinance many, many years ago.
Correct.
And as long as they go with the ordinance, they're fine. Let's open to the public. Is there anyone in the public that has a question about the testimony or a statement about this? Please. Mr. Rooney.
Get up, say my name again. Okay. Charlie Rooney, 196 Ocean Avenue. It seems like maybe you should be telling us what to do. Like there should be.
I think that's what just happened.
That's what we just did.
Okay. Yeah, we just did.
They basically said you got to do this, this, and this.
And I think we're going to have to go
right
back.
Right from Jump Street, say,
yes.
Here's the plan.
We do have an ordinance.
We don't have an ordinance that has actual dimensions. We figured out. Frank says you think Mary has dimensions.
We did.
It says.
We did have an ordinance. I was part of it. I remember.
It says 20 feet. Plus, she also looks at the setbacks that would be applied if it was a building. So if your lot is 50 feet wide and you get 15 feet of
But we should get really specific in an ordinance.
I think we are, but
you should look at it.
I'm going to have to.
The specification.
It shouldn't be that complicated.
I remember it was pretty clear, and people were not happy about it because we kept it into the wall. It was very close to the wall.
There's no overhang of the wall. That's the way it's stated. It doesn't state that the width of it. It just says you cannot overhang the rock portion of it.
All right, we'll talk later on then. I mean,
there's a couple little things in there that we should look at.
Okay. I just opened it to the public. Is there anyone in the public besides Charlie? And were you finished, Mr. Rivet? Anyone else, please? If not, public portion is now closed. Is there any further discussion?
I want some clarification on something. I'm going to look this up on
That's fine, Dave.
The 5-foot splash pad, I interpret that as focusing on the staircase to the beach, not the staircase from the sidewalk.
There is no splash pad on the beach side.
Well, they tell you to put it down 2 feet into the 2 feet below the existing staircase. That should be 5 feet.
Well, that's an extra. You want the splash pad to be passable by a person who's, let's say, running on it all the time. People run on the splash pad or walk or.
No, I think that's talking about the other side of the wall. They don't want them to just lay it on the beach.
Right.
They want them to...
Well, on the beach.
But the 5 foot doesn't pertain to the staircase starting at the sidewalk.
On the splash pad.
Yes, it does.
But then it brings it too far into the sidewall.
Might bring it too far into the seawall.
That's what you have.
As it's currently...
You want 5 extra feet here.
Correct. But the splash pad is 12 feet wide, which means you could theoretically go out 7.
No.
No.
No,
I think you could, but I think it's a mistake.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm 100% that should be changed to say you can go 4 feet out, period, from the base.
Well, just enough room to make steps.
Correct.
That are legitimate.
That are code compliant steps.
Yes, yes.
At least we might be able to do the same steps he has now, the bigger ones. He just has to leave that extra 5 feet there so that there's room for people to pass by.
But not 5 feet. Minimum width. Five feet in
width. No, width. From east to west. East to west.
So that brings it so far.
Frankly, I think we're within that with this.
Yeah. He's a good
this application. Let's think about this application.
Okay, that's
we're not changing ordinances right now. We're doing an application.
And the applicant.
And I think they've met that goal.
Okay, so you're going to go 4 feet then.
Let me just clarify. A 4 foot wide stair with a 1 foot of buffer. Is that what you're talking about?
Not necessarily. No, you definitely have to have 5 feet of width left over. Right. But now the board seems to feel that you should have the stairs 4 feet, no matter what it is.
When you say 4 feet, the width of the stairs?
The width of the stairs.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Okay. There'll be 4 feet.
But that'll give them plenty of room.
Well, so you want to give them more room for more steps?
No.
I think that's silly. Well,
No. We're all on the same page on this. We'll just make, because this is not correct, in my opinion, and I think we'll all agree to that.
You can go back to that.
But they've agreed it's going to be 4 foot wide staircase as close to the seawall as possible. That's what we care about.
Stairwell with 1 foot off the wall maximum.
3 foot. Well, I wouldn't want to try to do a 3 foot wide stair. I think
4 foot wide
there, because with the railing in there,
the building department may not allow him to put. He has a pylon shown, so it'll be two pylons. They may not allow that. They may just want him to rest the stairs on the sand.
On
the beach side.
On the beach side, yeah. Because if you dig in two feet and put two steps down below, it'll be okay. Until the time comes in.
That's what it says.
Yes.
All right, so, Dave, you can figure it out.
Dave,
right.
Thank you.
I've watched seawall stairs for 30 years. Okay. I know what happens when the tide comes in and watch the
seawall. Okay, I just want to make sure Tony and you are going to work together and figure this out.
Be happy to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no one from the public, I will make a motion to approve this
out. I think we finished the public portion.
Mr. Kavanaugh.
Guys, we're going to close the public
portion. Steve?
I did.
I just have one quick question. We've had a problem. We've had signed plans, kind of before, and then be a question where, not necessarily conform to what is actually going to get built is different than what's on this plan. Should you have a revised plan?
Well,
it doesn't affect our vote tonight, but,
yes.
But should a revised plan be
submitted? As part of resolution compliance, we'll have to do a revised plan.
To make everybody happy, do you want it to be that we approve you to write a positive resolution and he has to have plans here by the next meeting and then we can adopt so everybody can see the
plans?
So
when those plans are signed, they're...
So we can see the plans before we vote on the resolution and they don't have to come back.
Yeah, no, I'm on
that. I don't think you need to. It's up to you.
I don't know. It just sounds like some people are having problems.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes another month.
It doesn't. They've
been building these for years without any loans. These people were kind enough to come before the board and get their approval, and it's very clear what they're going to do. We can do it in the resolutions. Is that not right?
I'll work with Ben on the resolution, and we'll put everything you say in there.
In that case, I second Mark's motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Was there a motion?
I made the motion. Mark seconded it.
Thank you. This is a very simple, common thing in Seabright. We're making it a little more difficult than it needed to be. You need to do what's right. Don't get me wrong. But it is what it is.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. Julio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Councilman Lexton?
Yes.
Mr. Zelina?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll let everybody here know we take
Happy
our jobs very, very, very seriously.
All happily.
I did watch it. I watched the what was it? The YouTube. I watched the YouTube, by the way. And I laughed at that. Okay, here we go. On to Denholz Applications LLC, Sebring.
Mr. Chairman, it's
welcome. Let us show that Mr. Zelina is stepping down. He is within a 200-foot area.
Direct conflict.
Direct conflict. Go. Pardon us. Welcome.
Hello. John Junker, the Denholz Applications LLC, Sebring, on behalf of this applicant. The applicant is Denholz Holdings. This is an application that has been before the board in the site plan and subdivisions were approved. This application is not seeking any amendment whatsoever to the approved plan, but to...
Pardon me. Excuse me. We're in a meeting right now. Please.
This application is not requesting any amendments to the site plan or the subdivision at all. What we're simply asking for is that there are three bedroom units be permitted to be four. They were simply shown that way. On this project, there are four single-family homes, 15 condominiums, and 25 townhouses. With regard to the four single-family homes, they were shown on the original plan as three bedrooms. No changes to those except to modify the floor plan to permit four bedrooms. Likewise, with the 25 townhouses, the exact same situation. No changes to the exterior, just modifying the floor plan to permit four bedrooms. Now, under your ordinance, the ordinance requires two parking spaces per unit, regardless of the number of bedrooms. We meet that standard on the plan and are proposing no changes to that.
So Mr. Junko, are you suggesting to us you could have 20 bedrooms in this apartment? Or in these houses, and you would only need two parking spaces?
Yes. Your ordinance is specific.
That's pretty extreme. I don't buy that.
I didn't write the ordinance.
I don't think the ordinance says that. So
I would say that, you know, this is part of a redevelopment plan. This redevelopment was written with a specific concept plan in mind. That concept plan is included in the redevelopment plan. And at the time that concept plan that, you know, were approved project follows pretty closely, was agreed upon, put into the redevelopment plan, the single family homes and the townhomes are all three bedrooms. And so the parking, while it's not, you know, specifically stated in the redevelopment plan, the parking requirement is for three bedroom homes and townhomes.
That's my understanding. I mean,
let me jump in here.
Go ahead.
A little perplexed that the approval was with a governing body approval of a redevelopment plan, and this board, you're asking, you know, our only part in this was a site plan approval.
Oh, the subdivision too.
Which was included in the site plan. Yeah. Correct. And I'm just a little nervous about. Going against our governing body. I mean, we know what the governing body approved, and it wasn't four bedrooms.
Can I say something?
Please.
I pretty much respectively disagree. I went through the redevelopment agreement today. I went through the Calphone planning report that set up the redevelopment. I was here as part of it. The thing is, there really is no mention of bedrooms.
With all due respect, Dave.
It doesn't say three or four.
With all due respect.
Maybe that's what everybody thought.
As the sole member of there are two members of the governing body in this room right now who voted for this redevelopment plan. I will tell you, as a member of the governing body who voted for this plan, it did not intend for there to be limitless amounts of bedrooms in these units.
Fully understand.
And let's go with the planner, not an engineer.
I'm just telling you, I read it today, and there was nothing in there.
I understand. With all due respect, you are an engineer.
Thank you. And I will deal with them.
And a good one.
And a good one. But what you're testifying to is not planning. You're testifying to planning testimony.
I will say perhaps it was an oversight because, you know, the council in drafting the redevelopment plan perhaps didn't think that, you know,
they never imagined.
You would be coming back asking for more bedrooms than were previously agreed upon.
Correct.
But I think the redevelopment plan was clearly written with everyone's understanding that the single-family homes and townhomes would be three bedrooms.
But of course, I think one thing that everybody can agree.
We need to look at the testimony of the. Presentation.
Well, so if you look at the resolution from this board, from the preliminary major subdivision and preliminary final site plan, it says that it talks about in the resolution how the single family homes have three bedrooms and the townhomes are similarly laid out to the single family.
But this application also includes a set of plans that indicate it's three bedrooms. Isn't that
correct? That's what you say.
Correct. That's part of the application.
Right.
Right.
Not just what we concluded at the end.
Right.
Well, there's no mention in that redevelopment plan of incremental parking for three bedrooms as opposed to two or four.
Apparently on the plans.
John, I mean, come on. You can't argue that you could come in here and ask for 20 bedrooms and we would be stuck with two parking spaces per unit. I mean, that defies logic, which is what you're now arguing. Clearly, the council did not meet that. And if you feel so strongly that that's what the council met when it adopted the redevelopment plan, then go back to the council and tell the council that they should, that the planning board doesn't like it, and that the council should amend the redevelopment plan.
You can't bring that to this board.
You can go ahead and try. I'm telling you, it's not going to get anywhere, but I'm one word of the company body. But
well, I understand.
It's not going to happen.
We're looking at an existing ordinance.
Uh-huh.
It says two spaces per unit. Our client needs that.
Okay, well...
But everybody would agree, including the applicant, that you don't meet the residential site improvement standards and you'd need relief from that.
Well, you would apply for the typical waiver.
Well, you need to get it from this board.
Well, assuming the board...
Doesn't sound good right now.
Right, but I'm saying the increase from three bedrooms to four increases the amount of the waiver you would need, and ultimately the board would have the discretion to approve or not approve.
If it had the ordinance that way, yes. But we're not.
So why are you here, then? If you don't feel that you need any approvals, why are you here? Because you agreed that you need an approval.
Because there was a site plan submitted that showed three bedrooms.
Right.
And our clients did not intend to try and sneak something in that you could later have the comments that you're having now. That's why we came here. But when you look at the ordinances and the way this agreement is written and the application, I don't see that the immediate that the, I don't understand there's an immediate risk of additional parking required in the household.
All right, so put on your case. Go ahead.
Then I would like to call Steve Litzer.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you? Can you please raise your right hand to be sworn? Do you swear the testimony you already gave here tonight should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your name, spell your last for the record, please.
Stephen Litzer, L-I-D-S-T-E-R.
Mr. Litzer is a principal of Denholz Acquisitions. Would you describe your role in Denholz?
Sure. So I'm the Director of Development for Denholz. I oversee all of our development and construction projects. I've been involved with this project for probably about 3 years or so.
And you reviewed our application and all the documents?
I did.
And you just heard this?
You are just a principal at Denholz?
Yes, I oversee all of our development.
Without objection from board?
He's not being cited as an expert in...
No, but I'm just...
Factual testimony.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Sure. Did you examine the plans, and how did you come to the issue, as you heard the issue, the concern about the additional bedrooms and parking?
So this primarily is coming from our partner, Toll Brothers, as you're probably aware, is taking over the single family and townhome portion of this project. They are requiring us to have four bedrooms as opposed to three bedrooms. They find that it's for a market like this, makes more sense for them. So that's really what the primary driver of this change is. They weren't involved at the time of our initial approval, so this is why it's come up after the fact.
So it's purely a financial thing for Toll Brothers?
It's quite honestly a make
Toll Brothers break, and Demo.
A make or break part of the deal for Toll. It's but for this approval of four bedrooms, they won't be moving.
But it's purely financial, for financial purposes, is the only reason, because they don't want to finance this if they don't have four bedrooms. There's no other reason.
Yeah, I mean, they think it provides more flexibility, right? Talking to them, if you've got, you know, it's not unreasonable for a single-family home to have four bedrooms.
Right. I think because no one would buy a three-bedroom home on the river looking out over with tall buildings.
Okay, I think it's not crazy.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, 2800.
I thought it was good voice. But let me ask you a question. And Toll Brothers has no plans of supplying any more parking?
No, the parking will be in accordance with what's on the approved site plan.
Would you agree, though, that more people, perhaps more people with cars, could live in a four-bedroom unit than a three-bedroom unit?
I think the thinking is this is going to be primarily, you know, not full-time residences. These will be people coming down for the summer. Maybe they've got kids and they don't have to share a room.
Which is even more cars than if they were full-time residents, probably. Because they'll have their friends coming down. They might rent it out for a week or so.
I have a four-bedroom house, and when I have company on the weekend, there's five cars up front. It's the truth. And parking is the biggest horror we have in this town. I fortunately have big enough property to accommodate them, but downtown is so crowded already and overwhelmed with parking. I mean, I don't know any single family that doesn't have two cars.
Right. We do provide two spots for everyone.
Now you add three more bedrooms. I'm talking about the primary husband and wife, if that's the situation, or male and female, or whatever it is. Two people, the main residents of the house would be two people. They usually have two cars. 90% of people I know. So now you have three more bedrooms, you're going to have a couple more cars.
No, they're asking you to add one more bedroom.
I'm talking about the primary bedroom would accommodate a...
I agree with you. But they're asking for one more bedroom, and they already have three. Yeah. I know you do.
I'm just saying the situation.
Just keeping things clear on the record. Which you have probably one to two more parking spaces on the record.
The single family homes don't have, there's really only the potential to have two cars parking. Is that correct, or is that maybe a question for the architect?
I think that's correct. Do we have room in front of those for driveway parking?
You better bring them in.
We'll
come back to the architect for that.
Well, that's the architect. Yeah.
He's coming.
Maybe.
Nobody from Toll Brothers here?
No.
So that's too bad.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask for an adjournment.
Okay. So you want to be carried, or you want
like to be carried?
Just adjourn.
When would our next available be?
I think at this point it would be the second meeting in April, which is the 23rd, I think it is.
See how accommodating.
Will we be able to get a full site plan of the project?
Yes.
We have it.
It's
pretty. It's the same one.
No change.
The site plan doesn't change. Yeah, all the footprints are the same. No, I understand that. I just wanted to look at that.
So April 23rd would be the next available. Is that enough time for you guys to do whatever you need to do?
What do you do?
Mr. Chairman?
We're going to bring in some toll boys.
Let's
get some toll brothers out here.
They will not be involved after this.
Pardon me. One section.
One question.
Engineer.
Is it worth them doing some kind of parking analysis to find out if they can provide additional parking?
No, the reality is, no. The reality is this project, which we designed to hand to these guys to be done with no variances, was not intended to have four bedrooms or more than three. That's how it was designed. That's why you have the two parking spots. And to come back to us at this point, we're basically designed an ordinance for you, the town, and everyone put it forward. To now come and ask us for more, and I understand it's not Denholz, it's Toll Brothers, who isn't even bothered to be here tonight, is kind of insulting. So,
that's something they
We
would like them to come and explain to them how our town's going to be better by them adding more bedrooms.
Exactly.
I think one important point of clarification is there's no bedroom count mentioned in the redevelopment plan.
I understood.
Sure that was clear. Yeah. Didn't say three.
I bedrooms. Wasn't involved in
didn't
any.
Say four.
No
restrictions. Right. And I think,
I think four bedrooms and a 2,800 square foot single family home is pretty reasonable.
If you have the parking.
Right, but I think, as we discussed, the redevelopment plan was written based on a concept plan and agreed upon development that included only three bedroom homes and town.
And two parking. I mean, if council knew that you wanted to have four bedrooms from the day one, you would have never gotten away with only having two bedrooms. I mean, excuse me, two parking spaces per unit. So it was all done in conjunction with each other, as Christine's saying. There's a logic to it. We certainly did not design an ordinance that would enable you, as Mr. Junko said, to come in, as when I asked him, to have 20 bedrooms and still only have two parking spaces. That's asinine.
But that's consistent with RSIS and all the other programs. And you know that.
I don't know that because I don't believe what you just said is true. That's why you need to come in here and have an RSIS waiver or a variance. So it's not consistent.
Not from 20. Four bedrooms would be at most for a single-family home, 2.5.
Yes, but Mr. Junko, as you said, you believe you could come in here and get 20, and you wouldn't need any further parking. That's when I asked you at the beginning of this. You said, yeah, of course. That's what the ordinance says. That was your position, which is ridiculous.
And now you're talking about, now you're asking about RSIS, which is not the ordinance.
Well, they've asked to be carried.
April
23rd. Bring in the Toll Brother boys. Let's see how they do.
This timing wise, this will be the end of the Toll Brothers deal, quite honestly.
But they knew when they took it over that that's what we had to do. So
yeah, I'm not even.
They knew that.
No, they asked for what. Everybody wants to get what they can get, but.
Well, I think they knew that.
They might. They wouldn't have been involved with you to begin with if they didn't want to be in Seabrook.
Well, I think the issue of the parking spaces is not quite as clear as you're saying, and I think it is clear that the ordinance speaks for itself. However, you raise a question about the increased parking and the demand for 20 additional bedrooms when we're putting them in single-family homes and townhouses, which aren't necessarily multifamily. It seemed, I never even thought that it would be other than a family coming with one or two children or whatever. But that's not, I don't know. You can't predict that.
If I could interject, my understanding of what Mark is saying and what you're saying, or both you are saying, because I believe I heard him bring up the ordinance as well, what the part that you're, I understand what Mark is saying, and the part that I feel that you fellas are missing, and the planners that are also, is that the ordinance was custom tailored for you based on your submission of three bedroom residences. So the fact that
that's a redevelopment.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think
the fact that they didn't write it in a way that precluded you from asking for more bedrooms was simply because they didn't think that you were going to ever ask for them, because you presented the proposal with three bedrooms and the ordinance was tailored to your plans that you presented.
100%.
So it was just never, right, it was just never conceived in anyone's mind that they had a word in ordinance in a way that
was there mentioned in the rebound.
No, to Steve's point, there's no mention in the ordinance about bedrooms. But it's logical, based upon the fact there's only two parking spaces requirement per unit, that that's what we understood they were going to come into. Right. Like, we would never
dream... That matches our ordinance.
Right. We would never dream that someone would come in and start asking for more bedrooms on top of that.
And so hanging your hat on that, it wasn't written, isn't valid, because it was never presented and they just did not think to write any language of something that someone could possibly do. I'm sure you could come up with a helicopter pad on top of something.
Exactly. It doesn't prohibit a helicopter pad.
And you didn't put it. They didn't put in there no helicopter pads on rooftops.
Don't give them
that. You follow what I'm saying?
Let's move along. We agree. Everybody agree. Not necessarily our applicants, but...
So, Mr. Chairman, before we adjourn, though, there are a lot of people here who may want to talk, and maybe...
Oh, no, I'm going to open it to the public.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to open it to the public, let us put our whole case on, because I don't think that...
Might as well hear what we're going to hear
It seems to me that this is an issue of what the ordinance says, what the redevelopment plan says.
That's your job.
It says absolutely nothing about parking. It doesn't limit the bedrooms. And now my client is being basically...
It's definitely... Let me just tell you, Mr. Junko, it's a shock to us that you're asking for it. That is a shock to us when we thought we had a relatively secure redevelopment done. So let's open to the public and see what the public has to say, and that'll give you a little more information to come back with when you come back on the... What was the date?
April 23rd.
April 23rd. You good with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. With you, sir?
Yeah.
Why don't we open to the public and move on? Sir?
Mr. Chairman, we're at...
Please stand up and state your name.
You got to come up and be sworn.
You got to be sworn.
Yes, sir. Please raise your right hand and be sworn. Do you swear the testimony you're going to give here tonight should be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
And please state your name, spell your last for the record.
My name is Eric Bischoff, last name B-I-S-C-H-O-F-F.
Thank you.
And you live where?
12 South Street.
You were just in.
I was. I would say we're very excited for this project. I think this project is going to be a great benefit to this community. I'd like to see this project move forward. Not only will we look at the warehouses, garages, and a lot of things that this project will improve upon. But I must agree with this board that parking is a critical consideration for this project. And although I wasn't here when this was approved, I would understand that the intent was to build the houses according to the plans that they laid out. I'm hopeful that this project can move forward. I think it would be a great benefit to see, right? Maybe, perhaps, some reasonable compromise could be reached. The 820 homes are planned for bedrooms is clearly going to increase parking problems that already exist. So, I'm hopeful that this board, perhaps this board, could come to some reasonable agreement that would not adversely impact the community but allow the project to be.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the public? Looks like Mr. Rooney in the back.
Please raise your right hand to be sworn.
Swear in.
You swear the testimony you already give here tonight should be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
I do.
And please state your name, spell your last for the record.
Charles Rooney, R-O-O-N-E-Y.
Ocean Avenue address.
196 Ocean Avenue, thank you, Rance. Okay, so I speak as a former councilman. Mark and I served on the council together after Superstorm Sandy. A lot has gone on in this town since then, a lot of great things. This was a big project for the council to wrap their arms around. The planner and council, I can't remember if we're councilman, like you're saying it properly, it's a balancing act. We have people that have lived in Seabright for many years
in town. It's hard to explain what really goes on in this town in the middle of July and August. There's cars everywhere. There's people trying to park, trying to go to the beach. One of the things we really wanted to make sure we achieved was that this project was not going to impact our residents that live here year-round. And I don't see how four bedrooms benefits even the people that are going to buy the home, because it's going to make their situation a little bit more difficult. And the people that have lived here for many years. Chris Doxey sat with Trip Brooks. You know, we deal along. I mean, Rob's here. You know, we put a lot of thought into this. And I think that we got it right. And we're all looking forward to the river wall, the new bulkhead, a lot of great things that are coming. But I think we nailed it the way it is. Thank you.
So let me ask you a question. Mr. Rooney.
Yes.
You're saying you like it the way it's approved already, and you're opposed to what they're asking for?
Yeah, I feel like that is not at all.
Okay, I just want to make
it
clear.
I'm opposed to it, yes. 100%.
Anyone else in the public? Please. Please state your name for the record.
Sure. Chris Doxey.
Chris, you got to come up so we get you on recording.
Yeah, so we can hear you.
And please raise your right hand and be sworn. Do you swear the testimony you're going to give here tonight shall be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
And please state your name, spell your last for the record.
Chris Doxey, C-H-R-I-S-D-O-X-E-Y, 9 Church Street, Sebring.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm totally opposed to this. I was almost opposed to the last one, but after a while, I thought about it and looked at it, and I thought it was a good thing. To have another bedroom added is just going to be horrendous for us. I know you have your own parking in the complex. I know you have it in the driveway, and I know you have an extra 7 or 8 parking spaces aside for visitors. What's going to happen to those visitors' parking spots? They'll probably be taken up with the fourth bedroom people. I am definitely opposed to this. It's going to adversely affect our parking on the street, which is horrendous now. And I'm just hoping that the board will not approve this. Thank you.
Thank you. They've asked to be carried. I don't know if you
yes,
can
I
hear
have.
All that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else in the public? Yes, sir. Please state your name for the record.
Robert Hall.
You could please raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you swear the testimony you already give here tonight shall be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes. So Robert Moore, 20 New Street. I think we've heard that the stated reason for the variance request is for economic grounds, which isn't necessarily the priority for...
Excuse me, we're not requesting a variance. There's no variance associated with this application.
You're requesting an additional bedroom in each unit.
Just an additional
bedroom. Semantics, yeah, or whatever the proper language is. Certainly, if it affects the viability of the project, that's a reasonable concern of the government body, but generally the profit of a developer is not, at least in my estimation. In any event, this is the most densely populated part of town. So the addition of, if we look at just percentages, they're increasing the capacity, the bedroom capacity by 33%. Our expectation is that there will be more people, more cars in an area that's already densely populated. Parking is regularly an issue. If you don't live downtown, we do have resident parking passes, but still, particularly in the summer, which if this is when they think these properties will be mostly occupied. Everything is very difficult for the residents, so I think quality of life for the residents should be a valid concern, and for that reason, as a resident and speaking with many of my neighbors, we would oppose the change.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'll go for it. My name is Gareth Middleton, 22 Surf Street.
Right. Please raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you swear the testimony you're going to give here tonight shall be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do. As this gentleman stated before, on his own behalf, I also spoke out in support of the project that was presented and approved and subject to the redevelopment agreement. So, because I think it would help improve our neighborhood. Perhaps I was romanced a little bit by the infrastructure improvements, as much of us were. And entitlements are always the first things to get sort of VE'd out of projects. I've worked as a construction contractor for 30 years for one of the largest builders in the world. And I know I've worked with many developers over time, and it was always our job to try and figure out how to get rid of stuff to make it affordable. So I understand the economic side of this. But I just wanted to say that we're now, according to my records, about a year into the redevelopment agreement. I think it was signed in early March or February of last year. It has a 7-year term on it. And so my concern is that, you know, as these gentlemen in our town are delayed in this process, we run out of runway and time can kill a project. So let's all keep that in mind when we have these conversations. My two things I want to talk about today were, I went through the meeting minutes that were approved before the resolution. There are a couple things that I brought up personally about the infrastructure impacts to the streets and to the drainage systems. And I know this is not about site planning approval, but I just want to remind the board that I think it has an obligation to sort of keep track of these things. One of the comments that was made and was put into the resolution was the reworking of some street right-of-ways, making one of those two-way streets into a one-way street. It says in here that the town engineer, the borough, I guess the board engineer, would work with the developer to take a look at that. I saw the CAFRA drawings that were submitted back, July? I don't know when it was. And they're the same. They haven't changed. So I would just ask that the board kind of retroactively pay attention to these things. And also I noted for Dave and Ms. Beam that the current drawings that were put up for March 12th still show those pergolas on top of houses. I don't know if anyone else picked that up, but I think you argued pretty vehemently against that, Ms. Beam. You're different. It was Dave. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did any of that change? The pergolas might be...
They were proposed... The negative at the meeting, they agreed to remove them. There was a draft in error not removing them for this.
I mean,
sounds like
back on the 23rd, Mr. Chairman. So
you don't see it on the plan, but it sounds like
they're not proposing.
So if it wasn't picked up in those two professionals' letters, I just wanted to call that to attention. So
thank you.
So it's the street is very important to us because that circulation in and around there is impossible. In fact, I'd argue as a professional engineer. Sorry, Mark, I am an engineer. I have to come out on this. Defense of David.
I love David, just not when he's giving me the test.
I would argue that intersection design does not meet engineering standards. But that's for
thank me. You, sir.
What's your position on the application? Are you in favor of it or?
I'm in favor of it. Sorry, on this application, I'm not gonna mention that now because this is a public comment. So I'll come out on the 23rd when they have better testimony.
I was worried about the purpose.
He was.
I've seen that for days. Anyone else in the public? I'm going to give this plenty of time. If no one else in the public cares to be heard, this application, is going to be carried to the 23rd of April. With no further notice, this meeting will be carried to the 23rd of April with no further notice. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
For your patience and information. Okay, moving along in our agenda. Do I need to carry this meeting or was it already canceled? Okay, application for Frank Camuso and Vince. I'm going to put my glasses on. Giratino.
Your voice says
14 Southway will be carried with no further notice to Candace. When is it? Oh, April 9th, up top, I'm sorry. Yeah, change stuff, just put... So anyone here for Frank Camuso, Vince Schiratino will not be heard this evening, will be carried to April 9th with no additional notice.
Okay, on to our ordinance reviews. Anybody have any big discussions on the ordinance? Amending the code for Borough Seabright. Is this the tree one or the salt storage?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Who has an issue with salt storage?
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest, unless someone has an objection, that you just take these two together.
Okay, I'm happy to. The tree one actually interested me. Tree preservation and replacement regulations. That's on the Ocean Avenue, correct?
So these are two ordinances which apparently are being required by the DEP, and that's why we have them. These aren't things that we dreamed up. These came from the DEP. They're like,
oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I was worried about the council.
Yes. No. We were not sitting around saying, hey, let's deal with salt storage. So these are, these are DEP mandated. I will move that these two ordinances be referred back to council as being consistent with the master plan.
I will second it. I read it.
My only comment on it is that the list of trees aren't really native to living and surviving.
It's a
cedar.
Just don't have that.
Salt tower.
They're not.
And any time an issue comes up, I would always refer it to our engineer.
What?
For picking trees? I would refer to the Rutgers Guide for planting along the shoreline, which gives you all the ones which will survive in this area, which is not very many, as we well know.
But I don't think we're changing the ordinance right now, so we either agree with the ordinances or we don't. And I agree with you 100%.
Can't you just add a suggestion in the letter back that Candace does, saying
we
that
can.
Salt-tolerant trees shall also be allowed?
Right. In Seabird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think that's against what DEP would think.
I have no problem.
Absolutely.
I have no problem amending my motion.
Talk about clear
eyes. Yeah, I know.
I'll amend my motion to include a recommendation from the planning board that the tree ordinance be revised to indicate salt-resistant trees.
And crab apples.
And crab apples. What do you want? Is that part of it, really, crab apples?
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
Okay. All right, 50-year-old crab apples.
And with crab apples, I'm fine. That will be in the letter.
Attaboy.
And I amended my
sorry, book. Candace, to add the...
Thank you.
Do we need a vote on that?
Yes,
yeah,
so we have a motion in a second.
A roll call or...
Yes,
it's a
roll call.
Okay. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Salina?
Not here.
Moving on to public comments. Is there anyone in the public that would like to be heard this evening?
Thank you.
If not, the public portion is now closed. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't know what they're going
to do. They already have them. Steve, they already have them.
No, it's interesting. They'd come here next week and reduce it.
Yeah.
They probably would have gotten a little better reception.
Oh, that's funny.
Of course.